Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 3rd regarding Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Cologne, C-O-L-O-N. Kimberly Cologne is a 51-year-old woman who reports she injured her left thumb at work on 2/17/20. Apparently she was walking up a hallway and tripped on a shoelace. Apparently she fell and put her hand out so she would not hit her face. Apparently she did go to the emergency room afterwards. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn ligament in her thumb. This was repaired surgically in March of 2020. Period, she has completed a course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. For the medical records supplied, Ms. Cologne was seen at the Spirit Emergency Room on 2/17/20, complaining of falling and landing on her left thumb that morning. Period. She had tenderness to palpation of the left hand, but was able to move her upper extremities. Period. X-rays of the left thumb were done that did not demonstrate fracture or dislocation. Period. There's a radio opaque ring about the fourth digit. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Afterwards, she came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Sarkos on 2/19/20. Period. He noted her thumb had been splinted at the hospital. Period. He reviewed her x-rays, showing no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. Her exam and complaints were consistent with a contusion versus an occult fracture. Period. She was placed on some spinal splint and cleared to return to work using her right upper extremity only. Period. She was monitored by Dr. Sarkos and remains symptomatic. Period. On 3/13/20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up with him was rendered through 6/18/20. Period. She was doing extremely well and could return to work at full duty with no restrictions. Period. It was noted she had left thumb MCP, ulnar collateral ligament repair, due to traumatic rupture of that ligament. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 6/3/21, complaining of left thumb stiffness, comma, pain, comma, and numbness. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. Her persistent complaint was numbness around the incision and stiffness of the left thumb. Period. She was unable to make a good fist. Period. And underline this, she actually told Dr. Sarkar she had numbness in the tip of her thumb before surgery was done. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Lipschultz noted her problem with scarring around the metacarpophalangeal joint. Period. This led to both the lack of active and passive motion. Period. She also has some scarring, which has led to some mild neurogenic inflammation. Period. They discussed treatment options, including living with it, while considering tenolysis and possible capsular release. Period. She wanted to think about her options, but evidently did not pursue surgical intervention. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a healed surgical scar on the ulnar side of the thumb and part of her hand along its ulnar aspect, measuring 1.5 inches superior, I'm sorry, distal to the metacarpophalangeal joint. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Peripheral pulses and soft touch sensation were intact. Period. She had decreased pin sensation on the ulnar side of the distal thumb phalanx, but this was otherwise intact. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-. Resisted left hand grasp and pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. She was tender to palpation along the dorsal and radial aspect of the left wrist, but there was none on the right. Period. Range of motion of the left thumb had 40 degrees of MCP flexion, with 50 degrees being normal, but there was also 30 degrees of interphalangeal flexion as opposed to 100 degrees that is normal. Period. Adduction of the thumb by manual muscle testing was reduced at 4/5. Period. Motion of the remaining fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period. I'll go to hands, wrists, elbows. Phalanx maneuver position caused her to have pain in the dorsal aspect of her left hand. Period. She had a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal, cervical normal, and insert the dynamometry. Impressions on 2/17/20. Kimberly Colon fell at work, injuring her left thumb. Period. She went to the emergency room, where x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Period. She was placed in a splint and released. Period. She then came under the care of Dr. Sarkos, who treated her conservatively at the outset. Period. She remained symptomatic and submitted to surgery on 3/13/20 to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Sarkos continued through 6/18/20 when she was doing great. Period. However, she then sought potential additional treatment on 6/3/21 when being seen by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He offered her treatment options, including surgery, to which she did not avail herself. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be moderately decreased range of motion about the left thumb. Period. There was weakness in left hand grasp by manual muscle testing and hand dynamometry. Period. This was also the case with left pinch grip. Period. She had subjectively diminished pinprick sensation on the ulnar side of the distal phalanx of the left thumb. Period. Finkelstein's maneuver on the left elicited tenderness. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the left thumb / hand. Period. And that is the end.